ashkoto yandre biaskata yandoroskete amokhane sikete lepene mara mara maya. Apart from business, there's even ministry giftings inside of you, locked up inside of you. Giftings of prophecy, giftings of praying, giftings of discerning of spirits, giftings that God wants to use you in to reach people. In Jesus' name, give it to Him right now.
You are great. You do miracles.
Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering. Amen.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Okay, let me get into the word. We'll pray for you now. What's the time? Where's the watch or something? Huh? Okay, five. Okay. Well, the ones that are here are hungry, we're not going to keep you late, but I need to get this through to you. Are you guys with me? It'll be short. Can everybody say with me, Revelation? Say with me again, say Revelation. Revelation will cause you to grow up. Are you guys with me? Revelation will bring growth. Revelation will bring movement. You can only sit in this place for so long and something is going to happen. Now, what I want to throw something out tonight. I have so many things to throw out, but I thought of just throwing this out. Some of you have heard this message. Some of you haven't. Those of you who have followed my ministry, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But I feel that we need to get into this because I want a certain revelation to get through to us about who we are in Christ, the power that we have in Him, and who we are in the likeness and the image of God. For example, Jesus says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17, He says these words. He says, therefore, if anyone, can anybody say with me, anyone, that is you sitting here, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Say with me, a new creation. King James Version says new creature, which means kainos. The word kainos means a special, never created before, never seen before, special type of creation. Let me say it like this. It means, in the Greek, someone with superhuman abilities. Never created before specimen. You are God's technon in the Greek, which means technology. Are you guys with me? Now listen. Now, in Peter, it says that I wanted to preach on the dimensions of power, five. Dunamis, exousia, iskaos, kratos, and epikaitso. So, but I'm going to go into another message rather than not do that. We'll do that later. But listen, Peter says that we have not been born of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. I pray that by the end of the night that the glory of God will descend upon this place. Power will be here, but glory of God will touch you. The weight of His glory will come into this place and touch you. Now, Peter says we have not been born with an corruptible seed, but with an incorruptible seed, which means that the word seed is sperma in the Greek, which means sperm, where we get the word sperm from, which means that literally you are God's seed. You are born by an incorruptible seed. You carry the DNA of heaven. Come on, are you guys with me? I don't care if the president is coming against you. I don't care if your boss or your employer is coming against you. When you understand that locked up in these bones, in this body, is flowing the DNA of heaven, the blood of Jesus Christ. Your blood does not come from your mother. Your blood comes from your father. You and I have a father in heaven where our DNA comes from. Now, if you carry the DNA of heaven, tell me this, when the Apostle Paul had handkerchiefs being placed upon his body, and they placed handkerchiefs upon his body, and they would take those handkerchiefs and he would put it on the demon possessed and the demons would flee. They would put it on the dead and the dead would be raised. They put it on the sick and the sick would be healed. If a handkerchief can carry the power of God to raise the dead, heal the sick, and cast out devils, if a handkerchief can do that, how about you and I, who are the very incorruptible seed, the DNA, the sperma of God? Are you not much, much more than a handkerchief? Are you not much, much more than this handkerchief that is lying here? Are you and I not much, much more and made in the image and the likeness and the nature and the power of God? If this handkerchief has the ability to receive the anointing and to release the anointing, how about you and I, who are the DNA of heaven? May you receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight in this place. May power come upon you. May you be a carrier of the power of God. Listen. It is an insult to say that this handkerchief can cast out devils and Christians can't. Hello, Setea. Listen. I want to just share a little bit. Where am I going to go? Listen, let me just read this. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 7. It says, "But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which was passing away." Now, I'm not going to get into that. But then it says this. It says, listen here. If the glory, the ministry of the Old Testament was glorious, he says, how will the ministry of the Spirit, the new covenant where we are in right now, not be more glorious? Say with me, more glorious. For if the ministry of the old covenant, condemnation, the Old Testament, had glory, Paul is saying this, then the ministry of the new covenant, where we are in, excel much, much more in glory. Now it goes on, it says this, verse number 10, for even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect. Now listen, he's saying, listen here, that which was in the old covenant and which had so much glory, and I'll explain to you now, was so much, so glorious. He says, it even had no glory in retrospect to the glory that we have right now that keeps excelling. There are two glories. In the old covenant, there's a glory that passes away. Are you guys with me? That's why Adam lived 900 and something years, because he was in the glory of God. He was in the place where he was walking with the voice of the Lord. Jesus Christ was walking with him. He was walking with the word, walking, living in the realm of the glory of God. He gets kicked out of the garden, but he still carried some residue of that glory on him, which means that he had so much glory on him that it took him 900 and something years to die. That's why if you look at the other generation, each one will live less and less and less, because the glory was fading away. The Bible is very clearly that the glory fades away. Now, we have in the new covenant, the Bible says that we are in the place where the glory of God is ever increasing. Are you guys with me? Which means there was a glory that was fading away. Now we are in a place where the glory is ever increasing. But in this old covenant glory, because now Paul is saying, listen here, what happened in the old covenant has nothing compared. It is nothing in respect. It is nothing in respect to what we have now. But it doesn't make sense, because I don't see people calling fire down. I don't see people operating in a place where the glory of God is. And Paul is saying, listen here, that which was in the old covenant cannot even compare to what was in the new covenant. Let's just look at the old covenant. Enoch was walking. And the Bible says, has only a sentence to say about Enoch. It says, Enoch was walking. Enoch walked with God, and suddenly he was not, for God took him. Now listen, this is in the Old Testament. The man didn't die, God took him. Because when he was walking with God, the word walk means to intertwine with God. And he became one with God, and he began to carry so much of God on him that, listen here, it is illegal for God to be on earth. He's getting full of Holy Spirit, but it's okay. It is illegal for God to be on earth. That's why God had to send Jesus twice through a birth of a Virgin Mary and come as a human being, come through Lagos. He gave the earth to mankind. Are you guys with me? So God had to find a little loophole somewhere, but it is illegal for him to be here. So now Enoch is walking with God and is intertwining with God, and he's becoming more and more. The Bible says when we behold the glory, we will be changed into that same image of the glory of God, going from glory to glory. Now Enoch was walking and he was beholding the glory every day. And as he was walking, as he was beholding the glory, he would be changed into that same image of God. But God is ever increasing, and he would be changed, and he would be changed until he became so much of God that it became illegal for Enoch to be here. And God said, listen here, Enoch, you're becoming too dangerous where you are right now. I have to take you away. And if you study the commentators, but tells me that, listen, if this was done in the old covenant, how about us in the new covenant? A generation is going to walk this planet that will not see death, and they will see the rapture being taken in the twinkling of an eye, where suddenly they were and suddenly they are not. It is called a rapture, but it is a generation that is going to walk so close with God that suddenly they are not. I need more gain on my mic, please. I need more gain on my mic or something. Listen. So now we get, now we know Enoch is going to come back. Now we go on and we see what other things are there. Now we see Moses coming from the mountaintop. He has so much glory on him. His face shines with that's a bit better for me, thanks. His face shines with flashes of lightning that millions of Israelites run away for 15 miles, having diarrhea and throwing up at the same time, because of the glory that was upon Moses. And this glory was even fading away. Yet they were so scared, they were running away. They could not look upon the face of Moses. Are you guys with me? Moses had to cover his face for two reasons. Yes, the people couldn't look on it, but he was also hiding the fact that the glory is fading away. But he hid the glory. It was an intense amount of glory. He carried that, listen to me, for millions to run away 15 miles, having diarrhea and throwing up at the same time, you carrying some glory. Do you guys agree with that? Yeah. Okay, so now he's coming down. Then I'm going to speak to you about the ever-increasing glory, the ever-increasing anointing. We are in a place where the anointing and the glory of God is ever-increasing. Are you guys with me? So Moses comes down. The people are being bitten by fiery serpents, which is actually angels, but anyway, fiery serpents. They're being bitten and killed by it. God sent it to them. So then they complained, and God says to Moses, now Moses, put up a pole with another snake on it, a bronze, which is symbolic of Jesus Christ. Put that on, and then everybody who looks upon that, they will live. But he had to build a statue, and they had to look upon it, and they will live. That is the old covenant. Are you guys with me? But in the new covenant, Paul came onto an island and he was making a little bit of a fire, and that's a message in itself, making and stirring a fire, and a serpent jumped out of the fire and fastened itself on his arm. And Paul looked at the serpent, and it was a deadly viper that would kill him on the spot, as the Bible says. And he would look, and he just shook off the serpent, and the serpent fell. Under the old covenant, they had to build a statue and look upon the statue. Under the new covenant, where we are, where the ever-increasing anointing is operating, we only shaking off the serpents, and it cannot touch you. There's no ritual. There's nothing that needs to be done. It's the ever-increasing anointing. Say with me, say ever-increasing anointing. Okay, so now we get Moses. Now Moses goes and dies. He's 120 years old. God says to Moses, listen, Moses, I want you to go to, now if people are a little bit freaked out, this is how we preach in the evening. If you're freaked out, you can come to the mornings, and we have great notes, and we will be pastoral to you, okay? And prophetic, but we'll have a pastoral element. But we will have notes. Tonight, it's the power of God. We'll be finished just now. But I want him to come. Just waiting for a wave. I'm waiting for a moment. I love you so much. I was praying today and I thought, man, I can't wait to minister. I don't care if there's five people here. I can't wait to minister to people tonight. And we stopped. We gave our international ministry up, ministering to thousands for this. Okay, it was God's instruction. And I believe God's going to do a great move. So Moses, 120 years old, he says, Moses was 120 years old. His eyes was not dim. and he had the strength of a young man because he was 80 years in the glory of God. Are you guys with me? So, I mean, 80 days. Sorry, he was 80 days in the glory of God, 40-40. In the glory, manifesting glory, but not eating, not drinking. He had the glory of God on him. That's why his eyes was not dim. He had the strength of a young man. The presence of God will make you alive. But God says, comes down to Moses and says, listen, Moses, I need you to go to that mountain there by Nadip or whatever. Go there. And Moses, okay, what must I do there? Go there and die. And Moses, and that's what we heard. That's it. That's the Bible is ending with, regarding Moses right there. Moses went to the mountain and died. Moses carried so much power upon him that God had to remind him to check out. Otherwise, he would not have died because he carried too much of God upon his life. His funeral was not attended by anybody because he carried too much power. Oh, come on, are you guys with me? Even the devil fought to fight his body, to get his body, to contain his body, was fighting the archangel Michael, contending over the body of Moses, because when Moses died, he could not take the glory and the anointing and the power to heaven. He had to be stayed on his body, in his body. That's why they were fighting, because the devil wanted impartation. So a lot of people resisting me. I don't care. Stress-free life. I don't care. I really don't care. We were on Periscope this morning with like 800 views or something like that. 600. 636. That's a lot. Okay, I don't know where the heck those guys are coming from, but anyway. They're there, huh? They love it. Okay. Okay. So, where was I? Moses. So God says this, listen here. Then you get Samson under the old covenant that had to walk up the mountain. And as he walked up the mountain, I mean, he broke gates. If you study it, he was actually not a strong man. He didn't have muscles. That's why they couldn't believe that he had so much strength. And he carried these gates, these broken bronze gates, up a mountain. This is under the, say with me, the old covenant. But under the new covenant, Peter was in jail. An angel came and touched him on his hip. He woke up and the angel opened the prison doors, prison gates for him. In the old covenant, Samson had to break the gates down. In the new covenant, under the ever-increasing anointing upon your life, the gates will open before you. I prophesy that the foundations of the prison will be shaken that is holding you back, and that the gates will open up in your life, that the foundations... Listen, in the New Testament it says this, that the prison was shaken, there was an earthquake, and the gates open. But it doesn't say that. It says the verse before this, it says the foundation was shaken. The problem is not the gate or the open door you're looking for. The problem is the root. Are you guys with me? The foundation of the prison was shaken for the gates to be opened. You're looking for open doors in your life? May God shake your foundation. May every root that is holding you back be taken out. What other examples can I use? Let me just think. Listen. Yeah, like Philip. I mean, what is his name? Elijah. Let's take Elijah. Elijah outruns King Ahab. The Bible says King Ahab was on his chariot running away from the rain, because when the rain begins to fall, the enemy better run. He was trying to outrun the rain. Elijah began to run, and here Ahab looks at Elijah, and he overtakes, and Elijah overtakes King Ahab, which means that the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, as the Bible says, and the spirit of acceleration came upon him. Divine acceleration for him to overtake a chariot. In the old covenant, listen to me, he had to outrun and overtake a chariot. In the new covenant, Philip was baptizing somebody in water, and when the person came up out of the water, the Bible says that God took Philip and put him into another town. In the old covenant, you had to run fast. In the new covenant, under the ever-increasing anointing, God can take you one place and put you in another place. It's the ever-increasing glory of God. I want you to get this revelation. And I didn't prepare for this. When I come here, I don't prepare. I really go via revelation. Are you guys with me? Daniel, the Bible says that Daniel shut the mouths of the lions by his faith. Say with me, by his faith. Daniel, does it say God? Does it say that God shut the mouths of the lions? Does the Bible say that you are gods? Now we're going to lose like 50% of the church. No. Yes. Must I remind you, says the Bible, you are gods with a small g, but at least you are a god. Which means that when you walk into your business, when I walk into a meeting, wherever I go, I know I am not of this world. I might have been born on this world, but there's another unseen world that is beyond this world where I come from, and I am only passing through this world and going to that world. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, an ambassador. An ambassador has diplomatic immunity, which means that the laws of this world does not apply to me. The laws of sickness does not apply to me. The laws of lack does not apply to me. Poverty doesn't touch me. And so Daniel, I pray that the mouths of lions will be shut. Listen, Daniel did it by his faith in the old covenant. Now the new covenant is saying, okay, with mixing with the old covenant, that the righteous are as bold as a lion. You have, listen, you have one on the inside of you that is not like a lion, walking around seeking whom he may devour. That's the devil. He is like somebody. But you have the lion of the tribe of Judah inside of you. And when he roars, who can but prophesy, says the word of God. Why prophesy that you will hear the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah in Centurion. And those who are in this ministry and those who are connected to this place, you will find the word of the Lord in your mouth and you'll begin to prophesy. You will raise the dead and cast out devils and heal the sick. And there will be results. There will be results. Say with you the new covenant. Say the ever-increasing glory. Moses came to the Red Sea and he had to take up his rod. And God said, Moses, pick up your rod and you split the Red Sea. Did God say, I will split the Red Sea? No, he said, Moses, you split the Red Sea. I know it's too much for some. Just calm down. Amen. God says, you split. Go read your Bible. You lift up your rod. And you split the Red Sea. And the Red Sea was split, which means that we are in partnership with God. Are you guys with me? We are in partnership with Him. But now Moses had to go through this whole rigmarole. Jesus came to the Sea of, where was it? Galilee, I think. Came there. And the Bible says he was looking for a boat. He was looking for a boat there. He couldn't find one. He was looking for a boat there and he couldn't find one. And he got irritated. And he said, stuff this. I'm going to walk on the water. Because he comes from another world. And the molecular density of the water had to change. Because it had to submit to him. How about you and I who are gods? How about you and I who Jesus said that we shall do bigger and greater things than that he did? I believe it is time for us to walk in our inherited identity, knowing I am a son and a daughter of a living God who owns the silver and the gold and the cattle on 1,000 hills. When I don't ask for a job, they will come and beg me to work for them. It's, say with me, revelation. It comes by revelation. Listen to me. When I understand, like, this is what this guy is saying, is, you know, he's a young guy and so on, but yeah, I'm not young in the spirit, I can promise you that. It's the guy that's young, you know, something is saying that, listen, that's revelation, grab a hold of it. It's that that changes you. Are you guys with me? This is small work we're doing. This is 3 weeks old, okay? So have grace on us. I know where I'm going and I know what I'm doing. So, many people have good ideas about planting a church. Not me. This was the last thing on my mind. I knew I was always going to plant a church, but I really didn't want to do it now. But God had grace on us, and And we began to see angels, man, angels in the church, angels. People are sleeping in the church, angels flying through our cars, angels at my house. And I'm not speaking about I'm closing my eyes and I'm wondering now and thinking now, maybe imagining I'm seeing an angel. No. Speaking about an angel. I want to minister. Can everybody just raise your hands for me where you are. Say ever-increasing glory. So what has happened in the Old Covenant cannot even be compared to what God has planned for you and I in this place. Let me just say, I need to prophesy over people, but I need people to be open to like...